Let's get it down. Thank you, Johnny.
A lot of guys are sick.
Oh, yeah?
Both cats are sick.
Really? Who's slamming? What'd you say? Okay. There's a shame. Everyone should feel good. Who's slamming? Okay. We left off yesterday. We had a kasha. What was the kasha? The kasha was that the Rambam writes explicitly that when you give smicha, you have to be someone that's royal l'kol haTorah kulu. The Rambam Perek Dal Halacha Ches says you can give smich in certain departments, but the person has to be royal l'kol haTorah kulu. So that Rambam Poshib Shah comes from the principle that a person is a zaken, someone who acquires chachma, he has to be royal and kol haTorah kulu. So the problem we had was that the Rambam paskins in Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud, that someone who's blind in one eye is possible to be a dayan. Why, if someone's possible, blind in one eye is possible to be a dayan? Because he's not roi l'kol advarim. Because he's not fitting for all things. What do you mean he's not fitting for all things? Why is he not fitting for all things? Because someone who's blind in one eye is possible for dinin nefashos. That means you're not royal l'kol haTorah kulu. So if you're not royal l'kol haTorah kulu, so how can you be a dayan on one hand to be a dayan for dinim ominous for if you're blind in one eye, God forbid, halacha l'maisa, you're not allowed to be a dayan for dinim ominous because you're not royal l'kol haTorah kulu. So how can the Gemara say, the Ksos HaChayshin says in Simon Zayin Zivkan Aleph, I gave you, thank you for photocopying it, giant, Johnny. The Gemara says in Yevamis, that Rabbis is a gear is danas chaver divrei Torah. A gear can judge his friend dvar Torah. Minat Torah, a gear can judge his friend. So minat Torah, a gear can judge his friend. Minat Torah. So if that's the case, and the gear can judge his friend minat Torah dvar Torah, so we know that a gear is possible for what? For the realm of what? For dinin nefashos. A gear can have no srara, and dinin nefashos by definition is srara because why? Because we're executing someone. So if we're executing someone, that's srara. Taking someone's life is srara. So on one hand, Rava says, a gear can judge his friend, Devar Torah. How can that be? He's not royal l'kol haTorah kulu. And the Rambam points out beferish, the Rambam points out explicitly, that someone that's blind in one eye is puzzle for paskening for dinim ominous, because he's not royal for dinim nefashos. So if he's not roy for din nefashos, he's not roy l'chol advarim. And that's exactly what the Rambam's chiddush was. The Rambam says in order to give a partial smicha, you have to be roy l'chol advarim. And if you're not roy l'chol advarim, you're finished. So how do those two things square? Let's get that kasha down. Again, Rava that says, Ger, Dan, Eschavero, Dvar Torah, right? Dvar Torah. How is that what? Good? Yavamis kupes in the base? And the Rambam Paskins, on the other hand, that assume you must be ra'ui l'chol advarim. You must barui l'chol advarim. If you must barui l'chol assuma ba'achas me'enav, assuma that's achas me'enav is possible ladun dinim ominous. Why is he possible ladun dinim ominous? Because he's possible for nefashos. He's not ra'ui l'chol advarim. So he asks the Ksos, and Simon Zayitz have gone out with, how can that be? Zach, you got the kasha? That's the kasha on the Rambam, the Ksos asked. On one ear, a gear is Danis Chaver Dvar Torah, and a gear is possible for Dini Nefashos. He's possible, he can't have any Srara gear, and passing on someone's life is Srara. So he's not royal Chol Advarim, and despite that, Rava says it's good. However, the Rambam writes, you need royal Chol Advarim. And the Rambam quotes the din that if someone's blind in one eye, he's possible for dinim ominous because he's not roi l'chol advarim, because he's possible for dinim nefashos. So you see beferish l'maisa that it's a problem. This is a problem of roi l'chol advarim. Okay? Pinchas, you got it? That's the kasha sphere in the Rambam. That's what the Ksosis kasha is. So the Rav Zatzal, and let's add another kasha on. Rav David Bavarsky asks, very interesting. The Gemara in Sanhedrin later on in our Masechta Chav Zayin in the base points out in the name of Rabbi Yossi that person that is Eid Zomein, Halacha L'maisa, that his moment is kosher l'dinim nefashos and posel l'dinim moments. If someone, in the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Chazayin and Beis, the name of Yossi, that someone who is an Eid Zomein, who is caught as an Eid Zomein, for what? For Mamon, is kosher l'dinim nefashos. Eid Zomein of Mamon, Shal Mamon, is kosher l'dinim nefashos. Kosher l'dinim nefashos? What are you talking about? How can that be? How can that be? He's not Roy L'chalat Varim. God, you follow him? He's not Roy L'chalat Varim. So how can you say on one hand, Eid Zomein is what? Is kosher l'dinim nefashos, when on the other hand, L'maisa, he's possible for dinim ominous. So that's another example that what? They're not Roy L'chalat Varim. So what's going on here? So let's give the teretz of Rav David Pavarsky, and we give an answer of the Rav Zatzal. Rav David Pavarsky wants to claim the Feirish. He claims, and this is what the Ksos basically says, the Feirish I want you to see. He says, the whole shot in the Rambam, Shaloyeh Roy L'chol Advarim, is that if it's a Psul HaGuf. The Ksos answers, it's if it's a Psul HaGuf. If it's a Psul HaGuf, then that's a problem of Roy L'chol Advarim. If it's a psul aguf, that's a problem that it's not roi l'chol advarim. A psul aguf is an intrinsic psul. But here, the fact that he can't paskin on b'chayris was only because he wasn't a baki. But he could become a chacham. He could become a chacham. And also the psul of an aveira. A guy can do tshuva, that's not a psul aguf. So therefore one could say, halacha l'maisa, one could answer halacha l'maisa that, in fact, this Gemara we can answer, no problem, because a guy can do tshuva. And the truth of the matter is, regarding what? Regarding the din of a what? The din of a bechor, l'maisa, that's not a psula goof, that's a lack of knowledge. But what that doesn't answer, so you got the first answer? First answer will answer this Gemara about being what? In Eid Zomim you could do tshuva, and the Gemara by us by a bechor is not a chisaron of a psula goof. So you are right to call out for him. But the question still remains, what are you going to do about Ger Danis Chaveiro? What do you do about Ger Danis Chaveiro with Summa Bachas Me'enev? So here the Rav, so the first answer that we gave in front of Dar Barsky doesn't answer all the kashas. The answer is the Gemara on Chavzayin and Bezin Sanhedrin. And the answer is maybe our Gemara. You always have the potential to learn how to be a Bechor. Okay, you could be Roy L'chalat Varim. But a Psula Goof is where you have a problem. That's the case. How do you square these Gemaras about the Ger Danis Chaveiro with the din of what? Being a Sum Bachas Me'enev. So the Rav develops the following theory. I want you to get this. He says a beautiful pshat, where he wants to claim that according to the Rambam, Halacha L'maisa, the problem of a Ger is not a problem in the Horah. The problem in the Ger is the problem in the Minui. The problem of a gear is that it's a problem in minui. Gear is a chisaron in the minui. Okay? Meaning his hora is not a problem at all. And therefore, if the hora of a gear is a complete hora, it's a complete psak, and the raya is he can die on his friend. Not a problem. Therefore, there's no psul and smich of the gear. The gear is kosher b'dini mamas. Even though Allah is not Roy Bedini Nefashos, why is he not Roy Bedini Nefashos? He's not Roy Bedini Nefashos, mitzad what? Mitzad what is the gear not rolling in? He's not Roy Bedini what? Pinchas. What's he not rolling in? Let's get this down. He's not Roy in the Srara. The Hora is good. The Hora is fine. The Hora of a gear is 100%. There's no Chisar in the Hora of a gear. It's the appointment of the gear. The gear can have no authority. It's a chisaron in the minui. It's an issue of srara. Achein, his hora is beautiful. His hora is bushlemis. It's a complete hora. It's not a problem. So a gear can danis chaveiro? How can he danis chaveiro? He's psul for nefashos. That's not a chisaron in Roy L'chol Advarim. The chisaron in Roy L'chol Advarim is a chisaron in the hora. You follow me, Nachum? The prerequisite that you have to be Roy L'chol Advarim is a din in the Hora, not in a din in the appointment. The gears, the chisaron is in the appointment. That he shouldn't have authority. So therefore, it's no problem that a gear can die in a schaver of a din in moments. Because out Hora is gevaltik. But atzrara, it's felt in the srara. If it's felt in the srara, it's a problem. And that's exactly what the Rama means. And the truth of the matter is the Rav writes, I mean, who knows Kol HaTorakula? The bottom line, who knows Kol HaTorakula? Ramboishin knew Kol HaTorakula, right? Right? Rukhan Kanevsky, Shlita knows Kol HaTorakula. How many Dayanim know Kol HaTorakula? Okay? The bottom line is, most of them don't. No one's like Ramboishin. Right? The bottom line, they don't. But they can be ra'ui. That's what the Rambam requires. You have to be ra'ui to do it. You have to be ra'ui to do it, he says. And that's the vort l'maisa. You can start off not knowing everything, but you have to be ra'ui. You don't have to know everything now. You have to be ra'ui to be able to what? To get the smich in all areas. He quotes an amazing Gemara. I looked it up last night. I want you to get it down. In Huri Yustaf, Yugilim Beis, I gave you the Mar Makomos. Did you see that Gemara? Everyone knows the Gemara Brachas about, you know, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, when he's appointed the Nasi, and when they deposed from Gamliel. Right? Everyone knows that Gemara, Daf Kafes. A lot of people don't know the Gemara Huri Yustaf, Gimelim Beis. The Gemara has a discussion with Abshum Gamliel. That Abshum Gamliel made a takana that he was the Nasi, and he felt he should be given more kavod than the Av Beis Din and the Chacham, who was Reb Yossi, Reb Meir. So they came in the Beis Medrash one day, they got up for Reb Shum Gamliel, they didn't get up for Reb Yossi, Reb Meir. They got upset. So they made a plan. Reb Yossi, Reb Meir tried to get Reb Shum Gamliel deposed. And what was their plan? Let's ask him kashas in Maseches Uksin. What's Maseches Uksin? The last Masechta in Shas. And he won't be able to know it, and the people say, oh, we have to depose him. You see, he doesn't know Kol HaTorah Kula. So somehow a nace happened, and one of the other Tanaim heard of this plot, and he prompted Reb Shum Gamliel to chazer over to learn up all the sechusuks in that night. And the next day when they asked him, he knew everything. But what do you see from that Gemara, the Rav said? You see that Reb Shum Gamliel didn't know Kol HaTorah Kula. He didn't know Uksin till that night. And he still was the Nasi. What's the Terrence? Please get that Raya down. I thought it was a beautiful Mekiyas of the Rav. Who knew that? Who knows that Gemara? Where you stop your Yom Yom? Okay? So, but I want you to get down. The Rav brought off in the Gemara. Here you have a Nasi who didn't know Uksin. So how can he be the Nasi? Because he was Rawi to learn it. That's the word of Roy Lekol HaTorah Kula. You have to be Ra'ui. You don't have to know it before right now. So that's why a gear is fine. That's why a gear is fine to judge. I said, Rui, he's rolling out the hurrah. The fact that he can't beat in the first is a psul in the srar. But a summa bachas me'enev, that's a real din. That the Rav quotes the Gemara, halacha lamais, that's a psul in the hurrah. The Gemara says, on lamadalan of bays in Sanhedrin, hekish when they're going, the man they're going shalom besumen, afrivim shalom besumen. Whoever paskins on saras cannot have a physical defect. So too, someone who paskins on arguments cannot have a physical defect. Okay? And therefore, that's a psul in the hora. So that's what I want you to get down. And therefore, it's no problem in the Rambam. The summa is a chisaron in the hora. It's a psul behora based on that gemara, the hekish, to between riven, which is arguments, and the goyim. Gabi, you got this? So the Rav's developing the two theories. There's a track of Hora, there's a track of Srara. Out Hora, your Hora has to be Mushlemis and Ra'ui Lekol HaTorah Kula. And a Gir certainly has that, as long as he's talented. I can't down in Din Nefashos, not a problem, because that's a problem in Srara. But out the Hora, it's fine. Asuma, it's a concern in the Hora. That's why he can't judge in Din Nefashos, he can't judge in Din Momentus. And that's exerts a kasa from what? From the Goyim. And the Rav brought it out from the Gemara and Urias that you have to be roided and everything. You see from that Gemara, Bishum Gamliel was a Nasi, and at that point he didn't know Uksin. He learned it up that night. So you see the Feirish, that's the Chiddush that the Rav wanted to suggest. Now, the truth of the matter is that this goes very well with the approach of what we developed according to the Rav and the Rambam, that Smicha, what is Smicha? How do we develop the Rambam's theory when we'll chazer over? How did the Rambam define smicha? Tosus was an ingredient to make up a beis din. According to the Rambam, what was smicha? Is a license to paskin, and that's exactly what the smicha is. It's not midine beis din. So smicha would be given to a fellow that was roi lahoris b'chol ha'makom, b'chol ha'torakula. Even though he wouldn't be mitzarif lebeisim before, he has to be roi l'chol ha'torakula. Okay? You got this, Mahalik? Pinchas, you got it? I can't hear you.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So let's take this a step further. One sec, Johnny. So Rav Ganach Shlitit points out in his Sefer an amazing thing. Okay? In his Sefer on Sanhedrin, in the Birkas Yitzchak Simen Chof, points out the following. He points out that there's a Tosis in Nida I gave you, and then Tesim and Beis Dirmasko Chada. Tosis in Nida says that a gear is pasul for chalitza. A gear is pasul for chalitza. A gear is pasul for chalitza. Of course a gear is pasul for chalitza. It's pasul for geiris. Why do you need a pasuk to pasul to pasul a gear for chalitza? Why should that be?
What does that mean he's pasul for chalitza?
He cannot serve on a bezdin, a gear, for a chalitza.
Why?
Because, again, a gear does not have srarim. He cannot be what? It's a kisaron and srarim. So why do you need a pasuk? So, lemaisa, you need a pasul, a pasul gear chalitza, because it's pasul ladun, even for dinim amenis. So he says, halacha lemaisa, in a case of kiblu alai. Tosfos in Nida says that the man and the woman that are doing the chalitza, they plead to everyone, we love this fellow, we love this gear, we want him to serve as our dayan. And they say kiblu alai. Okay? They say kiblu alai. Pinchas, you got this? Let's get it down. All right? They plead, they want this fellow to be sitting on the chalitza. So Tosfos in Nida says, no. Kiblu alai, a gear, is still pasul l'chalitza. It might be good for dinim amenis, that's for sure kiblu alai, but he's not good for what? He's not good for dinim amenis. That's what Tosfos writes in Nida, and then Tesim Evei Dirmas Kochada. Kiblu alai will not kasher the gear. It will not kasher the gear. And the question is, Rav Elchanan asked, the Rosh says the same thing in the beginning of Mitzvah Chalitza. Rav Elchanan asks in the Kobetz Aris, he says, I don't understand. He says, Kiblu alai is midini schaivis, why would you think it's good? Kiblu alai works as like the litigants are mischaiv themselves to do something. They're mischaiv themselves, they're going to make a kinyan. How does that help in Chalitza? It's not dinim amenis. And don't tell me the difference in Adam and Dayanim. So Rav Ganach wanted to say like this. Again, why does Tosfos need to dig up a pasuk that kiblu alai gears pasul chalitza sarich pasuk? What do you need a pasuk for? What do you need a pasuk for? Why should kiblu alai work by chalitza? Kiblu alai is ischaivus. Remember we say kiblu alai, Kabbalah? Pasher shot and kiblu alai is that they're mischaiv themselves, the litigants. They're mischaiv themselves, whatever the judges say goes. So you have a gear for Chalitza's pasul? I need a pasuk to pasul? Why don't you need a pasuk to pasul? So Rav Ganach Shlita wants to say like this, beautifully. He wants to say, halach l'maisa, that gear is different. Because a gear could be the gadol ador. What's the problem in a gear? What do we say the problem in the gear is? Srara. It's a problem in the authority. And therefore he cannot, it's a problem in the minui. He can't be appointed to be a dayan. He can judge his friend in any moment. That's not a problem. So other psulim, kiblu alai works. But other psulim, what lamaisa, could work. But a gir is not a psul gavra. It's a din in the minui. So kiblu alai, I would think what? I would think kiblu alai would what? What would be the halacha? It would work. Because maybe kiblu alai would make him what? Make him kosher regarding the minui. We're fine with him being appointed. Pasuk says no. You can't make the rules. We'd say he's pasul. We can't make the rules. But that's what I'm saying. You would need a pasuk. You follow me? Why do you need a pasuk? Because the truth is, Nachum, Adir's a great guy. He could be going to the door. We always say on a global level, all our priests, and more increases, not testament off, we all convert at Har Sinai. In a global level, we all are kind of gay. But the truth of the matter is, the gear is tremendous in the sense there's no concern out the Gavra. There's no chitzar in Lamaisa. In his horah, he's a goyim. The problem is in the minui. So therefore, I would have a pahava mina that if kiblu alai, that would make the minui good. Kamashimani, the pasuk says it's pasul. The truth is, the Ramban in Nida writes, I want you to get this down, that once in a while, the Bekroi,
That cry means once in a while a ger is kosher la Sanhedrin. The only psul the Ramban says v'kfiyas, that a ger could not serve on the Sanhedrin v'kfiyas. We actually touched upon that earlier in here by Shmayin of Avtalion. Remember we said that? How could they sit? So the Bartanura, I remember, said to the Tosfos Yonah, said they were not gerim themselves, they were b'nei gerim. But the Rav said they were gerim. And the Rav said that when they had the paskin, they would stand away. When they gave the shiurim, they're the ones who gave the shiurim. Remember we did that in the beginning of the year. So similar vein, the Ramban says an amazing thing. I never knew this until I saw this last night. The Ramban says, Anita ger is kosher Sanhedrin. Be what? Be eroi, not be kvias. Because it's only chisarin if it would be what if it would be kvias. So that's exactly what he quotes here in his sefer, the Rav's answer he gave. That's the Rav's answer to the Ksosis Kasha. The Ksosis, you need to be royal kula to Rakula Rambam. So why, if a, how can a gear judge his friend? He's not royal kula to Rakula, he's possible for the Fashos. And the Raya the Rambam, someone blind in one eye, can't judge a Dinimamus because he's possible for the Fashos. The Teret says, no, that's when the Chisaran is what? Royal kula to Rakula is the din in the Horah. A gear's beautiful rock inside the Horah. The problem is mitzad the srara. Mitzad the srara, that's why he's off the map. That's why a ger can judge his friend of our tire. But that's not a chesaron in the what? Chesaron. Whereas a suma is a chesaron in the horah. Because he has a psula goof. And therefore that's going to be what? That's going to be a chesaron. Lefizet, the Rav wanted to say, halacha lamaisa, ger is posel b'minui, she'enu misman elios dayin, and that's a din mechol minui l'srara. It's not just a din in Beis Din. Very interesting. According to the Rambam, Hilchos Melacha Perek Alpha, Halacha Dalet. Okay? But Kiblu Olayu, Halacha Lamaisalchen, Kiblu Olayu, Begir Machshir Hapsul, Ve'inu Dini Skaivis. So it could very well be, Halacha Lamaisa, that for Chalitza, we dug up a pusset. But maybe, in other areas, the Rav wanted to say, it could very well be that what? That if you wanted to appoint a gear to a position of leadership, let's say a president of a shul, a position of srara, as long as it's kibul olai, and they're fine with it, maybe it would be okay. Only where there's a pasuk by chalitza did they pasul. But since the chisaron is in a minui in the srara, and they accept upon themselves, then maybe it should be okay. Maybe it should be okay. That's what he wanted to be mechadesh, and that's how we answer this kasha of what of the ksos on the Rambam. And it answers those other kashas as well, halacha l'maisa. Okay, the ksos answers that's a psula goof, but the answer of the ksos doesn't answer the summa. That's why we had to have the answer of the rav, that for emphasis this kasha as well. Yes, Uri, go ahead.
Why is this not a case of, being biased against the ger? Meaning, not letting him be on the Sanhedrin or whatever.
There are certain things that is considered being of srara. That's all. It's an of srara. So we don't have.
What does that mean?
We have a psul lamaisa. It's a psul lamaisa. Not in all cases. If it's kibla olai, we're saying that would be good. But for Sanhedrin lamaisa, it's a psul. The Gemara has exeris akasa for that. Exeris akasa. You have to all the gimel miyisrael. Exeris akasa. It's not that we're not being fair. It's exeris akasa. But that's the chiddush that I wanted to bring out in this din. We got it. That's the chiddush in this din. That's the mahalach that we have, and that's why he said. Kiblu olai, lamais, is it considered to be schaivis or is it a Kabbalah? The Rav said it's a Kabbalah. It's not considered to be what? There are two approaches to kiblu olai. What are kiblu olai? What's kiblu olai? I accept upon myself the good. That's the beginning of the third parak. Is kiblu olai he schaivis? It's a pledge of allegiance by the litigants, whatever the Dayanim say goes. Or is it be machshir apsu? These are the two ways in Lumbus to approach the mechanism of kiblu olai. What is kiblu olai? Is kiblu olai ischaivus, a pledge of allegiance, Shani, you got it? Or is it considered to be your machshir the psul? For example, let's say you subpoena two aiden that are apostle. If you know about this testimony, you better come forward. They take a shvuah. It's called a shvuah aidus, and they lie. What's the din? Are they chayv a korban? They were apostle, but it was a case of kiblu olai. So the Yushalmi says, Beferish, there's no chiyuv korban. So you see, it doesn't work. You see, it doesn't work. It's not considered to be machshir a psul. It's not considered to be mashering of psul. So that's one approach you could say. That's what the Yushalmi says, Beferish. Interesting Yushalmi. But the truth is, a gear that the psul is in the minui, and that's a din in minui l'srara, so it's possible to say, kiblu olai, maybe there's what? There's no problem of srara, so in a position of authority, as long as they say, you're fine, you can be our president, why not? Why shouldn't it be good? But these are the two approaches of kiblu olai. I want you to know the Yushalmi. Yushalmi proves you're not chayv what? Ain't no chayv korban if they were caught lying. Because we don't view it as a mashal, so we view it as a schayvus. Eino chayv korb if they're caught lying. They're not chayv a korb in shvus edus. Eino chayv korb in shvus ha'edus. Okay, very good. Excellent. Okay, we got this mile. Let's go Viking now in the Gemara because I want to get to the mahal of the Brisker Rav. Okay? And then we'll be able to continue, but we don't get to finish tomorrow. Yes, quickly, Johnny, go ahead.
Rav David Bardi.
I can't hear you.
What did Rav David Bardarsky bring?
Rav David Bardarsky's answer was the ksos, basically, that it's only a psula goof. You only require Ra'ui L'cho Advarim when it's psula goof.
With the Aid Zomim.
No, you just point out another Gemara where you see that someone, Rav Yossi says, an Aid Zomim Mishal Mamon is kosher al-din nefashos. How can it be kosher? He's not Ra'ui L'cho Atarakula. It's possible for mammon.
Aid mammon is kosher din.
Aid zomim that was caught for mammon is kosher to be an aid for din nefashos. How can that be? He's not ruwi. So the answer is that's not a psula goof. He can be chozer b'tshuva. Since he can be chozer b'tshuva, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be okay. All right. Since he's chozer b'tshuva, it's considered to be okay. That's the din. Okay. So it's not considered to be a problem. Okay. Let's see Vayit in the Gemara. Okay, let's see Vayit in the Gemara. Says the Gemara in Ham and Base. Let's see inside, guys. Okay, let's see inside Ham and Base. Here, Noch, you got that one? Okay, let's see Ham and Base inside. All right, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says on Ham and Base the following. Okay, who wants to read here? Pinchas, you want to read? You all right? You feeling okay?
Yeah.
All right, Ham and Base. Okay, please get that mahalik down. Okay, go ahead. We're up to the Gemara, where the Gemara says, why is it that he needs to have Rishus? Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, why is it that he needs to have Rishus? Igam Rishus Olam Lil Mishko. About 10 lines down from the top. Let's see inside. Go ahead. If he's learned, then why do you need Netilas Rishus? Go ahead. So what's the Gemara answer? So there was a story once that a person went to Rabbi Yudah Nasi and he saw people kneading dough in Tumah Kalim that had Tumah. And they weren't cautious that the dough would become Tumah. So go ahead, Amar Lehem. So what did Rabbi HaKadosh say to them? Why are you guys doing this with Tumah? You're going to be Metami things. Go ahead. So he said a Talmud Chacham came here and he said that what? Nemei Bitsoim, marshed waters, waters that are muddy, that have mud in them, are not Machshir. What does Machshir mean? It doesn't allow it to be Mekabel Tumah. We discussed that there are seven liquids that are Mekabel Tumah. Allow a food to be Mekabel Tumah. Yad Shach Adam. One of them is water. But muddied waters they heard from a Talmud Chacham is not Machshir. So they said it wasn't Machshir, so the Tumah on the Kalim would not be Metame the what? The dough, because it wouldn't what? It wouldn't be Mekabel the Tumah, because it wasn't Machshir. The water that would be on the dough was marshed water, so it wouldn't ready the dough to Mekabel the Tumah. Go ahead, so what happened? Who? In that same Talmud, go ahead. You can pronounce it the way you said. I pronounce it Mebeim. Some posts can say Lashon Hanikiyah. But you don't have to. All the posters say don't have to do it like that. What he meant to say is the yolk. If you knead with yolk, and the yolk in the white of an egg, it's not machshir mekabel tumah. That's not one of the seven liquids. He didn't mean marshed water is not machshir. It is mekabel machshir. The who what?
Are they kneading the water, or are they dipping the kalim?
They're dipping the kalim with the dough with the kalim. So what does he say? Inu savar. Go ahead, Pinchas. Inu savar. And they thought he said... Right, who made Bayim Darzulinu Savra made Mitzayim Kamar? They thought it meant marsh waters. No, Chas Shalom. Marsh was his Machshir Leisa to Makabu the Tumah on the walls of the pots. But they made a mistake. He meant you know yolk and white. Go ahead. That's one mistake they made. Go ahead. Vito Nami Baha. They also made a mistake. They also made a second. So you got it? There is a concept of Mayim Chaim. If someone's Tomei Meis, what do? We burn the Paraduma, We mix it with waters that are spring waters, natural spring waters, Mayim Chaim, with the ashes of the Paraduma, and we sprinkle it on the man day 3 and day 7, after he went to Mikveh. Right? That's the process of becoming tar from Tamei Meis. You can't make someone tar from Tamei Meis unless you have a Paraduma. So there are certain rivers in the Mishnah Parah that says that are apostle for Mayim Chaim. Why is that? Because they're what? Because they are not, they're marsh waters. Oh, so they made a mistake. Go ahead, this is Inu Sover, and they thought, since by Chattas these apostle, these waters of the river, these rivers, go ahead, and they're also not going to be good to Machshir. That's a dead wrong mistake. Go ahead, Velohi.
How does that logic stem?
It's a Chisar in Mayim. So if it's a Chisar in Mayim, so Lamaisa, I would think also it's a chesaron in the parsha of Mayim Chaim for Hilchos Paras Chattas. So Mistama won't what, and that's a process of making someone tar. So why would it also be Machshir? It's not a crazy equation. It's both in the realm of Tumah V'Tahara, right? I mean, you might have limited it to Mayim Chaim because maybe that is special din, but L'chur it's all Tumah V'Tahara. So that was the extension. Go ahead. So Gemara says what? Velohi, it's wrong like you said. That equation is wrong. Go ahead. You need Mayim Chaim for Paradumim. Go ahead. Right, marsh waters is bad for Mayim Chaim, but look, Shuri Koldu Machshir. The slightest water is good. As long as that is a Shei Mayim, it's all right. I don't care whether it's muddy. Okay? So you see, there was a terrible thing that happened, that they didn't understand the pronunciation of this Talmud. And a terrible mixture took place. Here they're being doing these kalim, halach lamaisa. Here they're doing these kalim, okay? Here they're doing these kalim, and is it such a terrible thing? So I want you to get this down. Please get this. This is a collector's item. Please get it. What's the travesty of their dough? What was this dough? This dough was chulin dough. You know what chulin is? Chulin's regular food, guys. What was the big travesty? Please get this down. There is a principle called Ochlin Chulin B'Tahara. There's a notion to eat Chulin in a state of Tahara. Okay? There's a mandate. There's a mandate to eat Chulin B'Tahara. To eat the steaks and everything you want to eat in a state of Tahara. What's the reason for this? So I once heard from one of the greatest Talmidim of the Rav Zatzal, Reb Chaim Hilson Shlita, that there are two reasons for this given. Why is there a mandate to eat Chulin B'Tahara? If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Ochlin, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, he says it's a din of precious. You know, the Masalas Yesharim has a whole chapter on precious. Not to be an ascetic, but to elevate your level in Kedusha. Being ascetic is not Jewish. That's a Christian theology. But at least they'll elevate oneself in Kedusha. The Rambam writes in Tumas Ochlin, it's based on precious. You should eat everything B'Tahara. Just like you have to eat Truma B'Tahara, eat everything B'Tahara. Don't be tummy when you eat. What's the other reason? The Ritva in two places are needed. Daf Bezim and Beis, and Daf Zayinim and Aleph. Says it's a reason of a binin, a hachanel of binin besa mikdash. That's why there's a din Ochlin Chulu B'Tahara. The binin, hachana, le binin besa mikdash. Le binin besa mikdash. So the travesty wasn't the greatest travesty in the world. Because this was chulin. But there is a mandate, guys, to eat chulin the Torah. The Yad Ramah points out the Mask of Ema. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, it's really not a good thing. They wanted to fulfill this chumrah. That's one shot. There is a Otzer HaGaonim that says they were makbid on this because they were afraid that they were going to mafer shchala from this Isa, and we don't want to cause tumah ever to chala. That's what the Gemara says in Nidan Vavim Ibeis. So that's a different svar. That's a little bit more serious. Because they were going to mafer shchala from this, they didn't want it to be tummy. Okay? But the first approach is chulin b'tahara. The second one is halacha lamaisa. Okay? The second one is because of a more serious thing of making the what? The chala tummy. Now, I was wondering. This story was all where? Where was this story, guys? You think it was Chutz Lars?
That's what the big Rashi says at the end.
But what was Rebbe? Rebbe, Halach Rebbe, L'makom Echad, no?
Right.
What was L'makom Echad? Was it Chutz Lars or not?
Right here.
The Yushalmi says in Shvi's, Rashi quotes, it was Akko, right?
But it was half.
So isn't half of Akko Chutz Lars?
Right.
Right? So is there a din of chulin betar and chutzlarts? Lechura chulin betar is only in Eretz Yisrael. No? Right? What does Rashi say? Let's read the Rashi inside. Where's the Rashi? That whole Rashi. That's Vayter. This story is with Reb Chiya.
Well, because it goes with the next story with.
Right, you're right. The whole law, I don't know if we can read the whole Rashi inside, but what I'll bring out is now, maybe we'll see it more tomorrow inside. But what I want to bring out now is the following, is that if it was Eretz Yisrael, you understand Chulin B'Tara. In Chutzlarts, what did the Chacham do with Chutzlarts? They enacted Tum on Vira de Eretz Amin. Was it just on the dirt? Was it just on Uver? That's a Shailin Nazar Nindal in the base. Tum on Eretz Amin. In fact, the Vilna Gaon quotes a Mishu Yishami that we're going to see, not today, that it's an Isser for a Kohen to go out to Chutzlarts. You know, the Shvus Yaakov says it's Isser for a Kohen to live in Chutzlarts. The Shach says we don't pasta like that. But the Shvus Yaakov holds it such a Shita. And it could be the whole Isser of leaving Eretz Yisrael is limited only to a Kohen because of that. So Lamaisa, the mandate of Ochel Chulin B'Tara makes a lot of sense in Eretz Yisrael. Really doesn't make so much sense where? In Chutzlarts. But there is a Rashi, I remember in Shir, many, many years ago. It was in June's month. I remember Shechter Shlita pointed this Rashi out. I want you guys to get it down. That there's a Rashi in Shabbos that seems to say there's a mandate to eat Chulin B'Tara even in Chutzlarts. So I asked Rav Shlomo Fisher, the great Gaon once, in Eretz Yisrael Shlita. He said, he didn't know. We looked in the Maritz Chayis. He said, this Kash is Matim to the Maritz Chayis. In the Maritz Chayis, we looked, it wasn't there. There's a Rashi here that says in Shabbos that they ate Chulin B'Tara. Okay? I'll give you the exact time. I can't find it right away. We'll give it to you for tomorrow.
In Chutzlarts?
Yeah, in Chutzlarts. There's a mandate of Ochel Chulin B'Tara even in Chutzlarts. Okay? If I can't find the Rashi now, Lamaisa will find it. We'll find it, Blinetta, for tomorrow. Okay? I can't find it now, but there is such a Rashi. So it's interesting that this whole pilpul we'll see more tomorrow. If it was Chulin B'Tara, makes sense if it's Eretz Yisrael, not Chutzlarts, because Chutzlarts are Yisrael. But there's a Rashi that says in Shas that there's a man in Chulin B'Tara even in Chutzlarts, even though there's Tum in Eretz Amin. Okay, even though there's Tum in Eretz Amin, there's a Rashi like that. Okay, so this causes a big problem. As I said, it's not the biggest travesty in the world, but what do you see? Go ahead, finish up the Gemara there. Go ahead, Pinchas Tana. Therefore, we learn. Based on this, Lamaisa, why is there such an importance to have Netilas Rishus? What's the Gemara's answer, Tana? Note to Rishus, yes? Excellent. So they were enacted at that time that before a Talmud Paskins, he must get Netilas Rishus from his Rebbe because the Rebbe needs to be able to see if he can disseminate it properly and articulate it properly, because you see a travesty could take place, even though not the worst in the world. So that's the answer to the Gemara Zerkash that we started with today. We started with, and Pinchas read it inside. If he's knowledgeable, Igam Rishusa Lamali, it's a new type of Netilas Rishus. And the truth of the matter is that Ben was asking me yesterday, that's the Netilas Rishus, Yori Yori Yadon. Now, my Rishusa means what the Smicha was. Because Netilas Rishus, to be poppy from payment, doesn't help from Eretz the Bavel. It meant what was the Smicha. Okay, a little bit more now in the Gemara, and then we got to get to the that brisker rubbling there with the Tysus. Okay, go ahead. Amrulo, I'm sorry, Tanchum, go ahead.
Tanchum, brother of Yami, the Chatar, the Chitin, the Pesach.
So Tanchum, the son of Rabbi Yami, visited Chatar, and he was Darish that it's mutter to soak the wheat a little bit before you grind it up to prepare matzahs on Pesach. Before they ferment. Now, I want you to get down. There are three shittas in the Gemara in Pesachim. I believe it's Daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph. Okay? I believe it's Pesachim Daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph. Please get it. Or Memam and Aleph. No, it's Memam and Aleph. Is it Usher, Mutter, or is it a mitzvah? Which one is it? Is it Usher to soak the wheat? Liltos. To soak the wheat. Esachitim. One sheet that says it's usher because you're risking that it might ferment. The other sheet that says it's mutter. The third sheet that says that it's a mitzvah. Why would it be a mitzvah? The Ramban writes some sochim because why? It says it's shmart misamatzos. So you have a scale. So the more you guard it that it doesn't ferment, the more mitzvah you get. So therefore, if you risk it, it's greater, it's better. Just make sure it doesn't ferment. That's how the Ramban writes, Yishmartim b'samas is a mitzvah. Basically, risk it, but make sure it doesn't ferment. So there are three shittas, and our Gemara Paskin said what? That the son of Rabbi Yami visited Tanchum Chatar, and he made a drasha. It's mutter. Frek the Gemara Amru Lo. Go ahead, Pinchas Amru Lo. So Amru Lo, they said to him, Amru Lo Lavine Rav Mani de Mansur. What do you mean? Rabbi Mansur Ik is here. How could you make a psak with your Rebbe? Vatani, it says what? Ella and Cain. Oh, you have to be at least three parsos away. Kenege Machani Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rabban Shel Yisrael. Can only make a psak outside of this. How did you make a psak? So Amr Lehen, Amr Lu. So he said, I didn't know that my Rebbe was here. I didn't know Rav Mari was here, but Enachanami would have been a problem. So you see from this Gemara that there's a halacha of kavod that a person has to show to his Rebbe in a very real way. Halacha l'maisa. And the Gemara in Erevin says it's so serious that if someone passes b'fnei Rabo, it's chayv misa. Very serious. Chayv misa in Shamayim. Very serious din. The Gemara writes in Erevin as well, which we'll see more tomorrow with the Rashi's here, that if you're walking with your Rebbe and you see someone about to do an Avera, you could yell and stop the guy. Did you get a chance to see that? Rashi quotes it here. Did you see that, Gemara and Erevin? You could stop the guy. But I thought you're not allowed to pass in front of your Rebbe. But Makam Shish Kavod Arav, Makam Shish Chil Hashem, Ein Chol Kim Kavod Arav. The Gemara has a Lashem. When there's a Chil Hashem going to happen, we don't give Kavod to the Rebbe. Hashem is the ultimate Rebbe. So if you want to stop someone from an Avera, you could do that. That's mutter. The Gemara says.
Why would that not be covered to the Rebbe?
Because you're paskening. You're issuing a psak. You're saying, that's usher. You're yelling at this guy, don't do that. That's usher.
Is that really paskening, though?
Sure. Sure it is. Sure it's paskening.
What if it's like...
We'll see if it's via the kutchum. That's a different shiloh.
Like, let's say it's Shabbos and you're walking through Rebbe. And the guy's ripping a piece of paper.
That's paskening.
How is that paskening?
You're telling them that it's usher. Stop.
But that's not you paskening.
Sure it is. It's all wrong. That's all wrong. The only reason why it's mutter is because Makom Sheyesh Chil Hashem.
You're bringing a psak down.
Sure you are. I'm saying to you what you're doing is usher. That's all wrong. That registers as a psak. How is that mutter? It's mutter because the Gemara writes, but Makom Sheyesh Chil Hashem, where there's an Avera being done, Ein Chol Kim Kavod Arav. If it wasn't for that, it had to be Asur, the Gemara says. It's a very serious issue. So the Gemara says, this Netilas Rishus that you need is critical. That the Rebbe has to check whether the Talmud's going to articulate it right, and plus the fact you're not allowed to paskin l'maisa in front of what? In front of one's Rebbe. Okay. Now, I want to introduce, before we see the Tyson side, I want to now introduce this Brisker Rav. Johnny, thank you for photocopying. Let's get this down, guys. We're not going to read it inside, but I want you to get this clear, guys. Okay? Yona, you got it? Let's get this down. The Brisker Rav was the Rav's uncle, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik Tzatzal. It's called The Grizz on the Rambam. In his first piece on the Rambam, which I want you to see this morning, okay, develops the following theory in the Rambam. Okay? Let's get it. The Rambam in Pirkei, Uri, let's get it down. The Rambam in Pirkei in Hilchos Talmud Torah Halachi Yud Aleph writes as follows: Harav Shem Amuvak Shiratzlin Chol Hakfodo B'Chol Hadvarim Eilu O Be'echem Mehen L'Chol Tamidiv O Be'echem Mehen Arishus Biyodim. The Rambam writes that a Rabbi Muvak, which means he's taught you most of your learning. Gabi, you got this? He's taught you most of your learning. Halacha L'Maisa. Ravo Muvak. He's taught you most of your learning. The Lechemisha quotes of Ma'arik, we don't have a Ravo Muvak, Bitzvana said. Because it's hard to pin down one Rebbe. When you call your Rebbe a Ravo Muvak, it's just a nice of complimentary. Or if a Rebbe calls a Talmud Muvak, it's just complimentary. But usually we don't have it. Because we have the Svarim now, so it's hard to say Al Pi Din that we have Ravo Muvak, Bitzvana said. Because we have the Svarim. We have so many Svarim. But the Rambam writes, Pirakei is devoted to Rabbo Muvak, who is taught you Rov Chachma Talmudo. And that's what Pirakei is devoted to. Mamish. That's what the Rambam writes, Beferish. Okay? Pirakei is Rabbo Muvak. Pirakei Abafi Rao. He says, Yomi, you got it down. Let's get it. You have it. Piece of paper. You get it down. The Rabbo Muvak, Efshar Limchol. He can be mochel on his covet. Efshar Limchol. The covet that is due to him, he could be mochel on his covet. Now, if he did. Well, we're going to see Lemaisa. It's really covered directly to him because he's a Rabbo Muvak. He's the address, so he can be Michael on it. But the question that the Kesef Mishnah asked, the Kasha is, why is it only Rabbo Muvak? Pirakei is devoted and dedicated to Rabbo Muvak. He mentions Mechila. Pirak Vav in the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, is Rabbo She'eno Muvak that we're going to call a what? What are we going to call? Our generic Talmud Chacham. That's correct. And there he never mentions Mechila. So the Kesef Mishnah says, well, what's going on here? Kesef Mishnah says, no problem. Of course Mechila works by both. The Chiddush is, I would have thought Rabbo Muvak, you're so indebted to him, Uri, I would think he could not be Mochel on his covenant. The Rambam therefore writes, he still can't be Mochel. But Perek Vav, for sure he could. He didn't even need to mention it.
As opposed to do again?
Again, the Kesef Mishnah writes, Rabbo Muvak, the Rambam writes explicitly, he could be Mochel. Rabbi Shena Muvak, he says, is a Dover Poshet, he can be Mochel. I would add, a Havamina, Rabbi Muvak can't be Mochel. Come on, Shmolan, the Rambam writes, he can. Okay? Zach, you got me? That's how the Kesef Mishnah answers his Kasha on the Rambam. The Brisker Rav embarks upon a theory, which he develops beautifully, that writes as follows. That in fact, it's not true. I disagree with the Kesef Mishnah. And I want you to know the intellectual honesty of the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav begins the piece of the Kesef Mishnah, and how does he end the piece? He ends the piece with the what? Oh, it's cut off a little bit. Did you do the second page here too?
Yeah.
He ends the piece, okay, just cut off. He ends the piece in Yordea, Simen Reish Mem Dalet. Who's the Yordea? The Shulchan Aruch, Kesef Mishnah, same God, Rabbi Yosef Karo. And Rabbi Yosef Karo Paskins, a Rabba Muvak and a Rabba Shena Muvak, they could both be Mochel. But the Brisker Rav embarks upon a theory and says, I disagree with you, Kesef Mishnah, Shulchan Aruch. And he embarks upon the theory that a Rabbo Muvak is the only one that can be Mochel. A Rabbo Shein Muvak cannot be Mochel. Cannot. It is not Nitan L'Mechim. And the omission of the Rambam is glaring. And that is why the Rambam omits it, Jeremy. Because according to the Rambam, a generic Talmud Chacham cannot be Mochel on this covenant. You follow me? The Brisker Rav disagrees with the Kesef Mishnah. So what is the Mahalach that he develops now?
The Brisker Rav says that he can't be Mochel?
The Brisker Rav says pshat in the Rambam.
That he can't be Mochel.
Cannot be Mochel, correct. So against the Kesef Mishnah. So Machlokes, Kesef Mishnah, Brisker Rav, pshat in the Rambam. And as I said, he begins the piece with the Kesef Mishnah, ends with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says against what he said. But he develops this theory in the Rambam that a Rabbo Shein Muvak cannot be Mochel on his cover. And therefore the omission of the Rambam is stam saying clearly that he can't be Mochel. So what's the difference? So he develops this theory, the Brisker Rav, that there's something called, and I want you to get this clear because tomorrow we're going to have to what plug it into the Tisus, okay? And it could be that other Gedol Achronim might argue on this Brisker Rav. So I want to get it clear now. And the guys who are missing, you say it over to them, okay? Number one, you said a lot. If you guys are not feeling good, you said, yeah?
All three cats.
Okay. Foolish layman. Okay. Let's get this. Where's Daniel? Ben, they're okay? They're also not feeling good?
Ben,
Ben's not feeling good too. Oh, foolish layman, everybody. Okay, but let's get this, okay?
Ben's also a cat.
Oh, yeah. You're right. All three are Kohanim too?
No.
No. Okay,
Zach.
You're a Kohanim, Jake.
Okay.
Okay, let's get this. There are two tracks he develops. You're like the Gabbai, Jacob. You're a Gabbai also. Kibud and Moira. What does Kibud and Moira mean? Let's get it. What is Kibud? Alavai, you guys should all fulfill this.
Honoring your parents.
Honoring your parents with the mitzvahs essay, positive things. Not just mitzvahs essay, because Mar is also mitzvahs essay, but it means the positive things. You give them food. You give them drink. If you have to dress them, you bring them into the room. You take them out of the room. Yoda, let's get it down. You got paper? You want paper? You have paper? Yeah. Keep it or all the positive things you got to do. Okay? Let's get it down. Machal. Mashkin. Bring them into a room. Standing up for them. You know you're supposed to get up? Do you guys get up when your parents come in the room? We should. I do, but I can't tell you when I was your age that I did. I don't think I did. But we really should up you then. Says like that in the Gemara. It's Medina de Gemara. Kibud Mora. What's Mora? All the negative things. Fear, reverence. Don't interrupt them. Don't argue with them. If they're in an argument, you're not supposed to say yes. For sure you're not supposed to side with the other guy. You're not supposed to even side with them. Who are you? They need your haskama? This is all Gemara's, guys. In Kedushin. Kibud Mora. That's one din. And all those dinim applied to who? Rabba Muvak too as well. Av, the aim, and Rabba Muvak. Where does the Rama compare them? In Hilchos Mamre. Hilchos Mamre. The Rama compares them to Therish and Hilchos Mamre. Perik Vavalach HaGimel. And he says, Omim in the pun of Kedershu, Omim ne Rabba. Rabba means Rabba Muvak, guys. You follow me? This is very big stuff. Kibud v'moira. And then there's a second halacha called Vadarta Pnei Zakein, which means glorify a tamachachem. Zakein means Zakein tamachachem. That's a different track. That's for any generic tamachachem you meet. That's a separate track. You got me, Jeremy? Develop Seydin as Brisker. Brisketei. Say din. There's Kibud B'Mayra. This is Yeshiva. It's a Kolon Mayu. Brisk. The brisk in America, right? Different version, right, of brisk, right? Brisk is Yerushalayim. I'll say it's different, you know, because we believe in Torah Mada. But the bottom is they didn't deny the greatness of the Rovs, that's all. These two, the Brisker Rov has letters in the back of the Brisker Rov. They didn't say who it's to. Who's he writing? And he says, you're a goyim. And the Rav is a little boy. He's writing to him that you're a goyim. God's awesome. He doesn't say the Pharaoh. He's referring to the Rav. They used to have letters back and forth and learn. So the Pharaoh, there's Svei Dinim that he develops. Kibud V'Mora to a parent, Rabba Muvak. Vadart Nezaki to a generic Tamachoch. So he goes on to develop the following. Let's get it clear. And he says that Tyson Babakama on the mouth, Omidbeis, says, Esh Hashem Lekachatiru. It's referring to Rabba Muvak. It's referring in the mitzvah of Rabba Muvak. So he wants to say, Beferish, the following din. That when it comes to Rabba Muvak, and let's write it down, it'll be like five Bezushim, not Nafkaminis. Let's go first with the din of Mechilu. You know what? Rabba Muvak, he earned it. He generates the chiyuv of Kibud V'Mora. He has ownership over that Kibud V'Mora. Uri. He has ownership over that Kibud V'Mora. He can be mochel it. And your Rabba Muvak can say, you don't have to do kavod for me. You don't have to do mora for me. But he generated the chiyuv. You follow me? He has governing ownership. He owns it. You follow me, Jacob? The Rabba Muvak can be mochel on the Kibud and Mora that is due to him. Because he governs that. He generated it. He taught you most of your learning. Mechila, please get it down, is only for Rabba Muvak. Why do you give glorification to a generic Tamachacham? He doesn't own it. You're giving cover to the Torah. You're giving cover to the Torah. If you're giving cover to the Torah, then a generic Tamachacham doesn't have the right to be mochel the Hidur that is due to him. Because it's not really due to him. He happens to be the address, but he didn't generate it. No. He's the address, but you're giving really cover to the Torah. The male, if you're giving cover to the Torah, he doesn't have bias to be mighty. You follow me? So then the first daf gemina is mechila. And when the Rambam in Perek Vav doesn't say a word about mechila, about a jerk, he meant it. Because he cannot be mocha mehidr in his dutim. We'll have to define what hidr is. But that's the first daf gemina. Number two. What's the distance in which you must stand up for a Rabba Muvak? Rabba Muvak is what? Mole Einav. You have Superman vision, you can see him 15 miles away, you better get up. A generic Kamachachim, only 6 feet, Dalet Amos. Because that's glorification. There's no Kibbutz V'morah. Kamachachim is what? Arba Amos. Arba Amos. Yes, Nachum. Same halacha, Malenev. Yes, Malenev. It's a good kasha. Al Pidin, Malenev. You see them coming in from outside, go, stand up.
Like, if they're both in there, like, is there one you have to go to first?
Like, I'll take you something. You mean father or Rabba Muvak, you mean? Or father or mother?
No, Rabba Muvak.
The pashtus is, based on the Mishnah of Metzia, your Rabba Muvak. Because the Mishnah says if there's a lost object, you give it to your Rebbe first over your parents. Because your Rebbe brings you to Olam Haba, your parents brought you to Olam Hazeh. That's the pashas in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia. Okay? It's a good kasha. And Chof Tesim and Aleph. Okay. Third nafka mina, guys, that the Brisker Rav develops unbelievably. In a Lashon or a Rambam, when he talks about Rabba Muvak, you know what he says? He says the word chayiv. What does chayiv mean? You're chayiv to him! Chayiv l'chabdo. And when he talks about the generic tamachachim, you know, he says mitzvah l'hadro. Because it's not, you're not mechuyiv to him. It's really the covenant, you're glorifying the Teyid. But when it comes to Rabbi Muvak, you're chayiv to him. The Rabbi used the lashon chayiv. Chayiv to him. Whereas when it comes to a generic tachachim, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah l'hadro to glorify him. But he happens to be the address, but he doesn't generate it. It's really the Teyid. You follow me, Jeremy? So that's why the Ram articulates the Lashon Chayiv by a Rabba Muvak, but by a generic Talmud, it says Mitzvah Hadra. Everyone got 1, 2, 3 so far? Uri? Let's go to 4. I'm running 4 here. Yes, Pinchas.
For number 3, the fact that it's Mitzvah for Talmud Chacham, but it's Mabeh from the Torah, aren't there Chiyuvim to be Mekavi the Torah? Not.
Right, but the Rama uses the Lashon Mitzvah because he wants to play down the fact that really what? Really it's not to him as a Gavra. It's really to the Torah. That's why he uses the Lashon Mitzvah.
Yeah, but so if he uses Lashon Mitzvah,
Mitzvah is not as severe or Chomer as Chayiv.
I understand that, but don't we have, isn't there like Halacha to bring...
Yes.
Are you chayiv to be mechayiv?
Yes, you are chayiv within Dalet Amos. But I understand. But as articulating the general chiyuv, the Rambam says your relationship to the generic tamachachim is not. I can't say the word chayiv. It is a mitzvah, and you would be mechayiv within Dalet Amos. But as a general overarching phrase, he's not comfortable using the word chayiv. It's a mitzvah, and that mitzvah you're right is obligatory. But chayiv means to the person as a gavra. That's how he understood the lashon. It's a good point you bring up, but Chayim is the Lashon. That's number 3. Okay, number 4 now. A fourth Nafkimi. He develops beautifully. What is the din? Beis HaKisei uBeis HaMerchatz. Let's say you see your Rebbe, Beis HaKisei, or in a bathhouse. If it's your Rabba Muvak, do you get up? Right? The Gemara has them sochim. You're supposed to wait till your Rebbe goes to the mikveh and comes out. You shouldn't go at the same time. It's not the covenant. But let's say you saw him in the Beis HaMerchatz or Beis HaKisei. What's the din? Rabba Muvak, what does he say? You do it. I don't care what the makom is. You're mechuyev and covered in myrim. Chayev. By a generic talmud chacham, it's only a makom that's ra'ui for glorification. A beis akise beis emer is not ra'ui for glorification. You would not have to get up for him. Rabo shenum a talmud chacham, eino chayev in such a place. Eino chayev lahadro, because it's not a makom. It's not a makom sheish bo hidur. It's not a makom that has hidur. That's a fourth naftimini gives beautiful. Yoni, you got it? Only Rabo Muvak, I don't care where it is, you have a chiv of covenant tomorrow. But a chiv of lahadro to glorify him, you can't glorify someone if it's a kisev, it's a merchatz, it's not a covenant. So the whole chiv is not invoked at all. Yes, Pinchas.
Regardless of the fact that a beis merchatz isn't a place of kavod, wouldn't it still be showing kavod to the davra, even though the makom isn't a kavod?
No, because it's kavod at teira.
Yeah,
it's kavod to the teira. So in such a makom, it's not right. It's not nuts. Yeah, it's not glorification.
If you can't say Torah there, why would you?
Right. You're not going to glorify the teira. Correct, Uri. Well said. In such a makom. It's not the coveting. It would turn out to be insulting to the Torah. But as a gavra, it doesn't mean it's where he is. And kibud umayris to the chiyuva at the rabba muvuk. So the mail, that's a fourth nafkemin. Yes, Pinchas, go ahead.
Even though we said that there's no real halacha of Tom and muvuk, I have a Rebbe muvuk now.
Yes.
Can we stem this whole, like, if, let's say, one is in the mikvah and sees a Rebbe of his, What would all be nowadays to do?
It's better to go out if you can. It's not bekovedik. Yeah, you should like more psachim. Then tesamid. You shouldn't go to the mikveh at the same time. Yeah, it's not bekovedik. You should wait to make sure he's not in there.
So any rabbi really? Not
yeah. That's out's kovet. That's kovet. Yeah. Okay, we got this.
How does this apply to hashpana zaken though? No.
What'd you say?
With a hashpana zaken in a mikveh or.
It doesn't apply. It's not a makom. Yeah, not a makom roi for that. Correct, Yonah. Very good. That's a fourth nafkamin. Okay, number five. Let's get it down. The Gemara B'Kiddushin. What does the Gemara B'Kiddushin say according to the Brisker Rav? Amazing Gemara. Did you guys get to go through this Brisker Rav? Guys got to go through it? Yeah? What does the Brisker Rav say in the Gemara B'Kiddushin? What daf was it? Everyone remember?
B'Kiddushin was the Kima.
Yeah, what daf was it? You remember?
That was for Dalad Amos.
No, Lamed. It's Lamed, right? Lamed Beis. Lamed Beis and Beis. What does it say on Lamed Beis and Beis?
Yeah, but wasn't that about, we already said that one.
What does it say? Rava was what? Rava was a waiter at his son's wedding, no? And he was pouring the drinks to the other Amoraim.
Right.
Yeah? And they didn't get up for him. Well, if you're serving as a waiter, you'd be mocha under cover. Why should we get up? So Rashi said he got upset because they should have gotten up a little bit. You know how like we get up a little bit, you should have gotten up a little bit. Right. That's what Rashi says. Correct. Gabi. Kum ksat. But what does the Brisker Rav say the Rambam would say? And I added a chiddush to this. You know what the Brisker Rav says the Rambam would say? It's not just stop their hurts. Rava got upset because why? Because to him he was a generic Tamachach, wasn't the Rebbe. He was within Dalal Amis. He can't be Mochel. So the Mechuyev can get fully up. You follow me? It's not just Stam. According to Rashi, he was a little bit upset. They should have showed a little bit of their errors. No, Alpidin, they're a Mechuyev. Because it wasn't subject to Mechilah. You follow me? Because to them, he wasn't Michael. Mechila doesn't work by a generic Talmud Chacham. That's the Rambam. Mechuyev. Lakum. And I added on to this. I want you to get this down. According to the Brisker Rav and the Rambam, it's not that Rav was upset. Well, Rav was so machmed on his covet. It's a Brisker Pshat. He was upset because he didn't fulfill the din. He wasn't upset because they're forgetting him personally. He was upset that he didn't do the din. It's brisk. You didn't fulfill the din properly. Not that he was insulted as a personal, emotionally gaver, as a person. That's from Shadok, according to Rashi. According to Rambam, no. It wasn't nitan l'mechile. He had no bias to be Michael. And he was upset because he didn't know the din right. That's how the Prisker Rav learns up the pshat in the Gemara Kedush according to the Rambam. So there's five nafkeminis. Beautiful shtickle that the Prisker Rav, now the Kesef Mishnah argues on the whole thing. He says you can be Michael by both. Now, there's one nekuda we have to add on as well. And that is, if you look in the Rambam, Hilchos, Chametz u'Matzah, the Rambam writes that if a Talmud, Baruch Hashem, I had a Talmud many years ago, and Daniel Ambelu, those of you who know Daniel Ambelu, he's been at our Seder's the past few years, because he works in the hotel we were at, says in the Rambam that a Talmud cannot do his Seva by his Rebbe at the Seder unless he has Rishus from his Rebbe. And he says a Rabba Muvak and a Rabba ain't a Muvak. Doesn't that imply, according to the Rambam, that a Rabba ain't a Muvak can be Michael? Kasha, I heard this Kasha like many years ago, 20 years ago from a Avreich in New Haven, Connecticut. On Pesach. Yeah, his Seva.
Why would you need
that? That's a chutzpah.
Why is that a chutzpah?
A Talmud leaning there in front of his Rebbe, the Gemara says himself, Makuf Chesam Rav, not a Kovadik.
Want to get in the right pipe. The food.
No, Lamaisi, don't see, you can't slip. That's why you can't do the right side, the Gemara says. God forbid. Shemayakim Kona Leveshit. That's a Sebes Yomim. But
free.
I'll save in front of the Rebbe.
We're all free. We're all
how
free.
Could that be? So you understand this Kasha? How can the Rambam write a Rambam Shem Muba can give him Rishus? So, do you know Rav Belenzon? He's a Rebbe, very fine Talmud Chacham, BMP.
Yeah.
His father, Tzatzal, was a great Talmud Chacham. He's a doctor. So I was once discussing this to me. He said, he heard this Kasha asked by Rav Goldach Tzatzal. You know, Rav Goldach's uncle, the Rosh Yeshiva Kiryat Yavne Tzatzal. The father of Rosh Yeshiva Kiryat Yavne. So he sent me, he's a great Tzaddik, Rav Belenzon's father. Rav Belenzon's also a Tzaddik. But his father sent me a whole Shtickle Torah from Rav Goldach Tzatzal. I asked this Kasha, and he gave the following answer. And I strengthened the answer. It wasn't Mechil. When I turn the lights off, what does that mean? There's no lights. Johnny said that a Talmud is supposed to be able to express his Cheiris. We all are. And we'll talk about when we get towards Pesach, we go into a time machine. We relive the experience. The Rebbe is just telling the Talmud, relax. It wasn't a Mechila. The Ram doesn't say the word Mechila. What word does he say? Nesinis Rishus. And when you turn the lights off, what it does is what? It changes the atmosphere. He says, relax. Just express your Cheiris. But it wasn't a Mechila. It's a completely different concept. And when it says a Rabbo Shein Amuvik Nos Rishus, of course he can give Rishus. It's not Mechila. It wasn't that it was being Mocha. Wasn't that as being mochel the din of what? The din of Hadar to Pnei Zaken. He can't be mochel that. He's telling him, relax, you can express the Cheiris. That's what he's saying. You can only show your Cheiris. There are two Takanas expressing Cheiris. What were the two Takanas? Arba Kosos and Hesedim by the Chacham. And that's all he was doing. Beautiful answer, no? It's not classical Mechila. So it's not against the Brisker Rav's Pshat in the Rambam. It's not against it at all.
What?
So that comes out of Hiddish, Lamaisa, guys. Beautiful Hiddish that we're developing this theory of the Brisker Rav and the Rambam. But again, as I said, the Shulchan Aruch disagrees with the whole thing. And as he himself says, the Brisker Rav, he begins with the Kesef Mishnah and ends with the Shulchan Aruch. So those are the five nafkaminas that he mentions, Ladina, between the two. And the difference between Perakei and Perakei, he could be Mochel. Perek Vav, he cannot be Mochel. Yes, Pinchas, real quick.
Just for not filming number five.
Yes.
We said in the Gemara that in the end, the Gemara, if I understood correctly, that the Gemara said that he just wanted them to at least stand up a little bit, even though he was Mochel as covered by being a waiter. Did he say that?
According to Rashi, it was to get up a little bit. According to the Rambam, no. According to Rambam, they should have fully gotten up. Because it's not Nitan
L'Mechila. Okay, so I thought we said that was
and I'm saying, according to the Rambam, what I added on was what he was, wasn't upset out personally, he was upset they didn't fulfill the din. As I said, it's a Brisker. So this sets the stage for us, guys, this halacha of Kibud Moira and Kibud Rabba. So when you get to the concept in our Gemara now of Halacha, when you get to the concept of Paskin in front of one Rebbe, that is also Chisar. To the degree the Gemara says a Talmud Pas in front of his Rebbe, Schaif Misa. Very serious. We gave an exception to the rule. What was the exception to the rule? Exception to the rule, if you see someone doing a Veira, you could stop them and say, Komakum Sheish Chil Hashem, Ein Chokin Kavod the Rav. So we see this concept. So I want to begin now, okay? Because tomorrow we're going to see, Bez Hashem, that there might be a different shot, different than this Brisker Rav. Okay? And also, we're going to come up to develop, Bez Hashem, a new theory of what this means about between Sholos Parsolos or not. So let's just begin, Lamaisa, with that Tysis, okay? Let's begin with that Tysis. Elim Kain Rachok Mimenu, Chule. Go ahead, Binkus. Let's read that, okay? Hello. Everyone got that Tysis? Ella? Go ahead. Let's see inside the beginning of that Tysis, okay? Go ahead.
Elim Kain Rachok Mimenu,
Bieta bechutcha. What does that mean?
Dipping an egg in
milk. Can you guys eat milk? Do you guys like cheese omelets?
Yeah.
I love cheese omelets, right? The Gemara, they asked the Mishailah whether cheese omelets are mutter. Cheese omelets are mutter. Everyone knows that from day school that cheese omelets are mutter. What's wrong with eggs and cheese? Right? Fish and meat, Lamaisa, we don't do Makom Sakana. And there's a shach that says maybe also fish and cheese, maybe not. It's a chum. That's a chum.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a shach as a line like that. But eggs and cheese? What's wrong with that? That's called biasa bekutcha. Biasa is the bay of the egg. Bekutcha in the milk dip. Of course it's mutter. So what is the Gemara basically saying? It says, if you ask a shayla, boy mine, all they, even biasa bekutcha. Go ahead, boy mine. All the years of Rav Huna, they asked the shayla Chista v'lo ora. He wouldn't paskin. He would not paskin the shayla of a cheese omelet. It's not even a shayla. You know what that's called? Zil karebe rav. That's the lashon. What's zil karebe rav? It's a pasuk. Look, it's chumash almost. Go ahead. So what's the kasha of Tysis? You tell me, what's the kasha of Tysis? It says in Erevin, in our Gemara, it says you need three parcels to be outside to paskin against your paskin Makom Rebbe, not against you, but going Makom Rebbe. And here it says what? That the whole all the years of Rav Huna, it wouldn't even paskin such a shiloh. Even if it wasn't Shlomo Befanav. So it's a stira. Our Gemara said if it's outside three parcels, it's mutter. And there it says, Mashma, even outside three parcels, he wouldn't touch a psak. Go ahead. There was Befanav Mamish. In front of Rav Huna Mamish, he wouldn't even answer such a shayla of a cheese omelet. Go ahead, Dakam or Hasam. Because of Chista Paskin Halachas Bekafri in the years of Rav Huna. So obviously it was not what? Kafri was the name of a place. It was not the Makom Rav Huna, it was three parcels away. And they're only Befanav, he wouldn't even Paskin Bias Chavakutcha. Even Befanav, he wouldn't make such a psak. Okay? Very interesting. Now, Lamaisa, we're going to pick it up from inside the Tzitz, but I want to just close with the following. Did you get a chance to see the Gemara Ksubis? Tosus, Dibra, Maskil, Ella, Uri, Ella. Did you get a chance to see the Gemara Ksubis and Samacha and Beis? Okay, we'll see. Maybe Blinette, I'll photocopy for tomorrow. But I want you to get this down. The Gemara says in Ksubis on Samacha and Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Hai Milsa, Damar Abon, Afibu, Biasa, Bekutcha. Lo lishri inish b'makom rabbe. Even an egg, a cheese omelet, shayla. Can I have a cheese omelet? You're not allowed to matter b'makom a rebbe. Lo mishum de mechzik apikursa. Not because you look like an apikursa. What does apikursa mean? Not because you look like a bad guy. You have chutzpah. It means chutzpah, Rashi says. Not because you're a chutzpah to your rebbe. El mishum de lo sitiaya milsa. What's lo mistaya milsa mean? What does lo mistaya milsa mean? You won't have any siyata d'shmaya. Please get the gist down to Gemara. Back, black on white. The Gemara says, b'makom your Rebbe, You can't even pask on an egg cheese omelet challah. Why not? It's not even a psak because you won't have siyata d'shmaya. Rashi says, lo mistaya milsa shiyora ka locha. So the Gemara says the Taisus, ki api kursa. Listen to this. Ki api kursa, Taisus Masko, samachem ves, ki api kursa, v'nafkemina shehecha sharav mocha akfoto. Dishari, Bafilhochi al Yora, the Lomistaya Milsa Hol Virabo Etzlo. Wow. Please get this down. What is Tay saying, Ksuvis? Let's say you ask your Rebbe permission. What's the din? He was Mocha on this cover. You think it's okay? I would have thought it's okay. Tay says it's not okay because you won't have Siyata Deshmaya because you're right in front of him. You won't have Siyata Deshmaya in your Psak. So Toysa says, Beferish Lomaisa, he says, if I got rid of the problem of chutzpah because I asked him Mechila, that's fine. But you know what it is? You won't have any siyata d'shmaya. And let's close with this, please, and then we'll daven Mechila. Because we have a lot to finish up tomorrow. I'll give you the Maram HaKadosh before the Kaddish. We never proud of him was in Seder. And we, please have the guys who are on here, please listen. They should listen tonight. We did a whole ma'alik. I want you to get down. Why is it that you want to have an Isiyata Dishmaya? Why is it? So I want to suggest the following. Please get it. This is called Bizayim. And the Minchas Chinuch and the Turi Evin Beferish says this. Turi Evin is the Shagasari on the Sefer of the Megillah and Dainis. You know what he writes? A Rebbe, a Rabba Muvak, or any Rebbe, according to the Shulchan Aruch, can be Moch on their covenant. But they cannot be Mohan Bizayim. That's why I would say Rebbe Vadi has a blazing tshuva. He says, very scary tshuva. He says about being Mavazah someone, let's say in a Purim Spiel, a Rebbe. Very scary, the Maram HaKadosh that he points out. You know why? He was Mohan his cover. Because if the Rebbe is there, you won't have Siyata Shmaya. Why won't you have Siyata Shmaya? Because it's a Bizayim. If he's right there in your face, it's a bizarre. What do you mean? Someone asks you a cheese omelet chayla, and you ask your Rebbe, can you paskin on it? What's the problem? It's not chutzpah. He was mochel. You don't have any siyata d'shmaya in the psak. You know why? It might turn out those eggs have blood in it. It might turn out that cheese was made from a pig. And you know what? Milk from a pig is usur. And the reason why you won't have siyata d'shmaya, please get it. Lo mitzdaya milsa. It's because why? It's a bizayim. V'al bizayim ein mechila, says the Turi Evin.
It's bizayim to do what? To pass him for the Rebbe even when he's mochal?
That's correct, Turi. Still a bizayim. And therefore, that's not even.
That's only when he's right in your face.
That's correct. That's how we want to touch the places. Okay? All right, let's stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop Mincha. And the guys who don't feel well, they should feel better. Let's stop Mincha. We'll continue tomorrow, Bishop. Okay.